For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are 30 minutes away from UGA basketball. Their tip-off comes, their pregame show comes your way at 3:35 exactly. And so we're the pregame show. That's what we are today. But we're joined now in the studio with Jennifer Perry. She is with Prudential Advisors. We're going to talk about your finances of getting started in the new year. Mine are all over the place, Jennifer. So they're a mess right now.
I know. We're going to get that situated.
We're going to get that situated. So that's what we're here to help you with, is how to evaluate where you are financially in the new year and get things straightened out. So tell us a little bit about where you want people to be starting out the new year with resolutions and financially what their goals should be.
Well, and it was great to walk into the studio and Hal was here, and it was like, well, this is great. We're talking about the same things, because
I planned that out in my head.
Did you really? Yeah, that was good. That's why you and I get along so well. But I think what it is, you know, 12 days into the new year, how's things going for you with your resolutions? Have you already broken some?
Oh, honey, they were gone by, you know,
New Year's Day, right?
the third or fourth of January.
Yeah. Well, and they statistically, as I was getting stuff together for the show, I was looking, and by February, 80% of all resolutions are just thrown to the wayside.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying attention to
Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we make these in the first place?
Well, you know, I think it's because it's the new year. And you want to have this fresh start, and you're thinking, I could put 2018 behind us and move forward, or whatever year it is. And we get this momentum and excitement, and you start talking to your friends and you feel like, well, I didn't really make one, but now I did, and let's pull it out of the air. And, you know, and then we just end up letting it go.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, we all have our own personal ones. And I liked what Hal said about doing like a quarterly one. So I think I need to start looking at that for myself.
Yeah. Take it in small chunks.
Absolutely. But what I want to do is make sure that, you know, your financial resolutions, quote unquote, are successful. So what I want to do is just give somebody a couple tips, and it doesn't have to be in order that you have to follow it, but you have to start doing something. This is a great time of year to sit down and kind of reevaluate where you are.
Right.
And when I say that, that means, you know, pull together everything. If you have a spouse, like my husband who's in the studio, but he's quiet right now. Hi, honey.
It's the first time he's quiet.
He's in the studio with me. But, you know, anytime we talk finances, we talk it together. So if you have a significant other or a husband or a wife, pull everything out together. Look at what last year looked like for you. A lot of people that reach out to me are reaching out at the beginning of the year because they put themselves underwater over the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And then in 6 months, they'll put themselves under the water for summer trip, travel. Everything goes onto the plastic. So it's like twice a year, they're now starting to reevaluate where they are. So I'm just telling you to pull everything together. Look at what you have in your savings. Were you able to put together enough for savings last year? Where are your investments? Market's been up and down and crazy.
Right.
We get a lot of calls about what should people be doing. And, you know, and then sit down and say, okay, do I have, where are my life insurance policies? Is everything up to date on my life insurance policies? What's going on with our will? Do we have a new grandbaby? Did we get married? Did something happen? You have to also reevaluate where you are in life. It's not just what's going on in your financial, you know, with the assets that you have. But, you know, over this past last quarter, I've had clients who've lost a spouse.
Right.
Somebody had a new grandbaby. Somebody lost a job. Somebody had a health issue. You have to not only look at where your money is, but now where am I at in this financial stage of life? And that's a conversation that, you know, I counsel.
Have you had a life change?
Anytime you have a life event, and I have been telling people this for 10 years, anytime you have a life event, you have to reevaluate everything. You and I have both been through divorce.
Right.
We know what that looks like. Your life changes. Somebody passes away. Income is going to be cut in half in some cases.
Right.
So you have to really reevaluate where you are. And some people look at, they start grabbing stuff as tax time comes around. And they're like, well, I got to get all this stuff ready for my CPA. But they're just, they're not really like your whole financial picture. So I encourage you, new year, sit down, reevaluate and assess where you are. And that's with assets and also in your life. And it's very important to do that. And it's very important to include the people that you love with you in that conversation.
Okay.
You don't want to have something that comes out and be very transparent.
Okay.
So that's the first thing I would recommend. The next one, everybody's going to like this one, is set a budget.
Oh,
well,
Jennifer.
Let me tell you.
Now, when you say that, I want you to really nuts and bolts tell me, because I've tried to do a budget, and I really need to do a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts and bolts, tell me how to set a budget.
Well, first of all, you have to be honest, okay? And a lot of times people, now I've spent time with Dave Ramsey and his team. I've gone through all of the coaching mm-hmm. around the budgeting and his whole process, because I think it's important. And
are you saying, okay, my Georgia Power bill is X amount of dollars a month. My mortgage is X amount of dollars mm-hmm. a month. Is this what I'm line iteming, is that
yes.
a word, line iteming everything
yes.
per month?
Yes. Well, what you want to do is, and people don't like the word budget, so let's just say I need a cash flow plan.
Okay.
So I need to know, and a cash flow plan is simply just telling your money what to do instead of wondering where it is. Okay. So have a cash flow plan, lay it all out. It's very easy, like you said, to plan for your housing costs or your transportation, or, you know, your utilities. And in some cases, you know, you have kids, how much do my groceries cost every month? One of the biggest categories that I see people not be honest in is entertainment. So
that means eating out, right?
Eating out. How many times do you drive through Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts? How many times do you get your hair done or your nails done in the month? Do you send out for dry cleaning? Like, there are so many things. How many concerts do you go see? You know, how much are you doing? How many happy hours are you partaking in? These are all areas, and people aren't honest with that. And then when you sit down and you start saying, okay, well, you need to maybe have a little bit more in life insurance, or you need to be putting a little bit more away in savings, and they say, I can't find it in my budget.
Right.
If you literally sit down and write it all out and say, this is what I have, this is where it's going, and goodness.
How do I know where it's going? Is this just by looking at my credit cards?
Well, do you put, you know, some people put everything on a credit card and they pay it off at the end of the month. Some people use the Dave Ramsey's, you know, where they put everything in an envelope and they have envelope that categorizes every expense that they have. Some just like it coming out of their checking account or their debit card. You really need to, and I would encourage you this, if you're listening and you really want to start a budget, give yourselves about 6 months to really feel comfortable with a budget. Don't try it for 1 week or 1 month and then I get a call and say, well, you're crazy, this doesn't work. It does work. It's just about being transparent with what you're doing and honest about where the money is going. Once you're that, I guarantee you, if you lay it all out, you're going to have the ability to say, you know what, if I give up going to, and I'm, you know, we love Starbucks, but if I give up going to Starbucks 2 times a week, that's going to save me a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I can put that towards savings. Good rule of thumb, too, is to look at it like, for every dollar that you bring home net, save 10 cents of it. So, and you look at it like, okay, well, you know, I can save 10 cents of a dollar. It doesn't sound like a lot, but you know what you make a month.
Right.
You know, and we're talking about your net. You should be able to set that aside as a general rule of thumb.
So 10 cents.
On every dollar.
On every dollar. See, where I get in trouble is I'm an independent contractor, so I pay my own taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what can really just smack you in the face.
Right. But you have to. Putting together a cash flow plan and knowing that, because there are some people, even myself, I have a regular income. You know, I mean, it's you don't know. You might get more in a month. You might have more money that comes in. And honestly, I can help you with that. You know, I sit down and help clients all the time who don't know how to put their handle on a budget. They don't know where to start. And when you start kind of peeling it back, it's pretty easy if you're just having somebody that's sitting there to kind of show mm-hmm. you the steps. So I think you and I are going to be talking about some things off the air anyway that you need to be taken care of. But no, and you know, New Year, don't try to, it's like losing weight. If you want to lose, biggest resolution every year, I want to get healthier.
Right.
You know, I want to lose weight. And that's even for myself. Don't sit there and say I have 50 pounds to lose. Think about, I got 5 pounds to lose. I want to look at that. Same thing. If you're eating out a lot and you're worried about how can I do that, that's kind of like your social life. Try brown bagging it one day a week. Just to save that little bit. If that starts feeling good, like the guy sitting in the parking lot at the gym,
yeah.
If that works, do it 2 times a week and then 3 times a week. And once you start getting on this, like it's almost like a high where you're like, I'm actually able to save money and start putting stuff aside. And whether it's to build up our savings or emergency fund or put it towards that car I want, whatever it is that you want, you can start seeing if you just take the baby steps into doing it.
I love it when it becomes a game.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, I had this coupon and I just saved this, or I just found a receipt for this whatever that I get to take back and I get $15 back because I'm not using this and I found the receipt for it. And
right.
I get to take this back.
Yeah, it is. It becomes exciting. And anybody can get their financial life in order. What you need to focus on is what you can control. There are a lot of things in this world we cannot control. You know that. I know that.
Right.
But if you focus on what you can control, you focus on your spending, you prioritize what's important, and you stay disciplined, it's going to be pretty easy to get a handle on this. You'd be surprised.
And this is coming from Jennifer Perry with Prudential Advisors. We have some special events coming up we're going to talk about in this next segment.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to stay tuned and listen to that. And also have a weekend prize pack that's fabulous. And it's kind of beachy themed. So I'll leave you with that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Time for the weekend prize pack. A pair of tickets to see The Beach Boys, led by Mike Love and Bruce Johnston, live in concert Sunday, January 20th at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Going to take caller number 3 to 404-741-0750. That's caller number 3 to 404-741-0750. Okay, Jennifer. Jennifer Perry's in the studio with Prudential Advisors. What are some events you have coming up?
Well, you know, I mean, I've been on here before, so you know we always have some really killer events that are coming up. So in January, we do have a budgeting workshop, Timely, for people who are interested in coming out and learn how to better budget your money so that it doesn't control you. We also have a Women and Money event that's going to be coming up at I think it's January 31st. Really just sitting around and talking about why it's different for us as a woman to plan for retirement and mm-hmm. how to handle our money. In addition to that, in February, we have a couple of events at the Mill in Roswell that are going to be retirement planning and why it's different for women. And then we have a Valentine's luncheon. Every year I hold a Valentine's luncheon for all of my single lady clients. So if you're not a client, you should be, but you can come out to the lunch as well. And so if you're divorced or single or widowed, we'd love to host you. We're going to be having a lunch in Cumming and also one in Buckhead at the Buckhead Club. And then we have another ladies' night out. I'm going to do a whole series of those. We're going to have a wine tasting and we're going to have, but this one is actually going to be in partnership with OVME, which is a spa in Buckhead.
Ooh.
So just a great opportunity for you to come out, meet myself, meet my partner, Eric Wilson. I'm sure my husband, Carm, will be there. Hope maybe you'll be there with your beautiful face. But if you're interested in coming, just give us a call at 404-461-4986. That's 404-461-4986. Or shoot me an email at jennifer.perry, Perry with an I, at prudential.com.
And all these events are free?
They are complimentary. You can come and spend some time with us. Bring a girlfriend, bring a friend. If you know somebody who might be going through a change in their life, whether it's a divorce or that they're looking to put more money away for retirement or they just had a new baby or they just really need a second opinion, because we all know you can't get that from the person that gave you the first. So make sure that you give us a call and we offer a complimentary consultation as well. So and we have a great team of people that surround us at Prudential.
And we all know that our money is a place that we can all do a better job of managing.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of times people don't want to ask questions. They're afraid that they've made a mistake along the way. And that's not, I mean, we're here to point you in the right direction. If you don't work with us, you don't work with us. That's fine. But, you know, we want to be a resource. We have a lot of people that are asking a lot of questions, especially to Eric right now with what's going on in the market, what they need to be planning for. And we're just here. We want to be a resource for you and point you in the right direction and answer questions.
And what better time? I mean, the market is very volatile and things are changing very quickly, and you want your money to be as safe as possible. I mean, we work really hard for our money, so we want to be as safe as possible. So
exactly.
That is Jennifer.Perry, Perry with an I, at Prudential.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great
in the studio.
See you as usual.
Okay, UGA basketball pregame show is up next, and we hope to see you next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.